Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
Peace and blessings to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How you doing? Rod, Hot Rod, whatever you want to call me. How you doing? Pastor Rod's on your radio. Got to do the Men of Valor and the P31 Ladies tonight. Right now, we're going to ride in all by myself right now. Okay. No, he's not here, so I got to do it. I got to do the prayer, opening prayer. Pastor Gann is not here yet. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we open up the doors to make Father God to receive your blessings, Father God, to receive your word tonight, Father God. Let us be used as vessels tonight, Father God, to open up the doors for your word, Father God, to educate your people, Father God, to uplift them, to motivate them, Father God. Let your spirit touch your people, Father God. Let our minds be open and our hearts be receiving of your word tonight, Father God. Touch us, guide us, and lead us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Welcome to the Men of Valor and the P31 Ladies Night. Get ready, put on your full armor of God. We're going to get ready to break chains right here on YAT Radio. Hang on.
What up? Got a nut. Yeah. Hey, they wondering why I do this. Wondering why I act this way. They wondering why I do this. Yeah. Wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this. Wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this. Put away my old ways, came out the dark. I done seen a light. Man, I seen a light scale and fell right off of my eyes. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there, sincere. Made that turn around just like a windmill. God reveal knowledge unto me like I've been there. So clear and I love it. I love it. Made, I will rejoice and be glad in it, really. He is my shield and my glory. Who can be against me when he's living in me? Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Does anyone feel me? Jesus, my rock and my fortress. Hold me down when I go to war with the enemy. Yes, sir, I'm finna get it in. But I said it all like somebody with a grenade and they pull a pin. Crazy world they be living in. But I'm calm as a ring like a stroke string on a violin. Got another what I represent. G-O-N on my t-shirt. You can see it when I'm stepping in. Man, the spirit of the living God is in here. In my heart, that somebody stuck a sword up in here. Ain't no fear in me. Watch a lion roar up in here. Take out the ground like an eagle and soar up in here. I'ma carry my cross. I'ma just carry it out. It's the end of one else. For the Lord up in here. Ain't no need of looking at me cause I'm about mine. He delivered me out of the fire right on time. Cause I could've been, would've been, maybe even should've been. Reaper digging the grace to put us in. But I'm God's son, I belong to him. Don't you see the resemblance? Content of the character is what I wanna implement. The old man dead can't continue to live in sin. It's over, I'ma give him my all. Saved by grace, I don't live under the law. Got a clean slate and many of the afflictions of the righteous. But God has delivered us out of them all. They wondering why I do this. Wondering why I act this way. They wondering why I do this. Wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this. Wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this. Put away my old ways, came out the dark. I done seen a light. Man, I seen a light scale and I fell right off of mine. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there, sincere. Made that turn around just like a windmill. God reveal knowledge unto me like I've been there. So clear and I love it. I love it. I love it. Pushing to my purpose, even go a little bit further. Yeah. I got a few people that's counting on me. My grandma, she looking down on me. Devil mad cause I changed up. I ain't sipping lean of that double cup. Nope. I ain't getting high of that purple stuff. Nope. Got a spiritual high when I'm looking up. Thanking God, praising Him, worshiping my Savior.
so focused, zoned in, this authentic, ten, my destiny, I was born to win, cause I was born again with a game plan, playbook called the Bible, I'm recruiting them but disciples, no gangbang, just revival, I'm killing the flesh, suicidal, product of my environment, the made out of that environment, I'ma live, testimony, my life gonna inspire me. It's the point that we all must die, then comes Christ's judgment. So I'ma keep doing it because I love it. Let the world know that he chose me, so I ain't concerned about a trophy. Yeah.
Hey, they wondering why I do this, wondering why I act this way. They wondering why I do this, wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this, wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this, put away my old ways, came out the dark. I done seen the light, man, I seen the light scaled and fell right off of mine. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there, sincere. Made that turn around just like a windmill. God revealed knowledge unto me like I've been there so clear.
I love it, I love it, I love it.
Trade it for nothing, this relationship I have with the Most High. Hey, welcome back to Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor and the P31 ladies. Good evening to see you, Pastor Rod here. 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We're live streaming on www.blogtalkradio.com/YT Radio. Tell you what, waiting on all our callers tonight. And it's something, and let's put this out here earlier, right now. Let me put it out here now. Things that are said on this radio that has nothing to reflect on any ministry or any person, place, or thing, is personal thoughts of the person. And we just put it out there like that, okay? Listen, let me say this. yesterday was Super Tuesday. Election day, and a lot of people didn't get out and vote. A lot of you didn't get out and exercise your right to vote, and I think that that is just pathetic. You know, let me just say what it is. They over there laughing at you, but I'm over here saying it's pathetic. I'm just being honest. You know, I'm going to say this: separation of church and state. You know, that goes way, way back. I did a paper on this way back when I was in school. And the thing about it is that I want to talk about that tonight. And when the guests come, they just come. You know, I'm going to even say something about that, too, in a minute. I want to send our prayers up to Evangelist Laquina. She had a brand new grandbaby on yesterday. The mother is a little ill under the weather today. So they are all at the hospital right now. So we send up prayers for her new grandbaby and the mother. We send up prayers for speedy recovery of the mother and a congratulations to that family on the new baby. So congratulations and God bless Mr. Jackson's training and new promotion. So God bless his situation. He'll be joining us soon. So God bless you, brother. And you know what? We're just excited about what God is doing because he's an awesome God. Pastor Zena is here with me, though. I never have to ride alone because I know my sister is here with me. Good evening, sister. How you doing?
Good evening. How's everyone?
Everybody's good. Everybody's good. Everybody's good. Pastor Zena, I wanted to talk about Super Tuesday. We had a conversation earlier about that. You know, looking at some numbers, people didn't get out yesterday. You know? Why do you think that, you know, our ancestors fought, died, bled? You know, a lot of people died for our rights to vote today, and we just won't exercise our right to vote, and then we complain about things going on in the community. We ain't got no money to bid for this, and we ain't got this, and we got that. They doing this to us, doing this to us, but we won't exercise our right to vote. Am I allowed to say that? Can I say that? What's going on? What do you have to say about that?
It's a lack of interest in the ages, I guess, between the from 20s on up to the 40s or mid 40s. Me and my husband, we was talking about it yesterday when we were at the voting poll and was saying how that age group was missing at the poll. And I think it's a lack of knowledge of not knowing what they voting for or what or feel like it's not important. It don't concern them, because I have heard that before. And they don't care about getting out there voting. They feel like it's not for them. And so when they don't vote, they have to realize that it's not only hurting them, it's not only affecting them, it's affecting everybody, because every vote counts. And so I feel like they don't have respect for those who have went forth to fight for us to get to this point to be able to vote. So you have a lot of them to get out there and march for Martin Luther King, but they yet and still they don't go to the voting poll. So this is what we do. And when they march, a lot of them march to have a party later on. And so it's not, are they marching because of what Martin Luther King died for and he fought for? Or are they marching just because they looking at it as another barbecue day or fried chicken day or whatever?
Mm. Wow. That's good. That's a very valid point there you made. Why are they marching? What is the purpose? What is the point? You go out there and do the flood the streets, but you won't flood the polls. They put out a number last week about the parade that they had in Mobile and Trinity Gardens. Almost 60,000 people flooded the community of Trinity Gardens. You and I both know about the community of Trinity Gardens. And you put 60,000 people in Trinity Gardens, okay? And we didn't put that many people at the polls on yesterday, just in that area. So I'm just wondering, like, why are we like, and I don't know. I guess I don't want people to feel like we are attacking, because we're not, because, you know, we are, and we're black people. You know, I'm a black man, you're a black woman. So, you know, we're not attacking our people. We're trying to help to educate and uplift our people, because, listen, we can't continue to not vote and then try and complain. You know, the old saying, if you don't vote, you can't complain. You gonna complain. So why not exercise? You didn't exercise your right to vote yesterday. So the only next election is the main election coming up in November. By the lack of voting on yesterday, opened doors for Donald Trump to be reelected come November. Yeah. All over the country. All over the country. So all I'm saying, and it's something that you brought up earlier, about the story of the children of Israel, and if you're asking how does this have anything to do with pastors, let me tell you, Pastor Zena, tell them about your story that you brought up and compared this situation to, about the children of Israel and that king.
Children of Israel, they wanted their own king. They didn't want the king that God had ordained for them, ready for them. They wanted a king, and God gave them the king that they wanted. And then when they got that king, then they start crying out to God because they weren't treated the way they thought they would be treated. And so this goes on to this going back to back then, what we're living today. Trump is trying to be a savior for the people, and he's pardoning a lot of people and black people, and so he's pardoning them because later on he's gonna want something from them. He's gonna want their vote. He feel like they should serve him in some type of way, and so if he pardons people, and then he does it around election time. He does it every time. The 3 years that he has been in office, he has done this, and he just pardoned some people a couple of weeks ago, and so he does that so he can gain these votes and be nominated all over again, and so people between the ages of 20 and 45, go out there and vote. A lot of people took off from work to go to the Mardi Gras. A lot of people didn't show up at work. And that just wasn't only at my workplace, but it was at a lot of workplaces that a lot of people took off. Even just this past Saturday, a lot of people took off, and other people had to work their shift because they was at the Mardi Gras. But this is more important because the Mardi Gras only lasts for a couple of weeks, but the president lasts for 4 to 8 years.
That's real talk. That's the truth. I don't know. I guess I just not really sure about priorities. You know, we all go through situations where our priorities get mixed up. Of course, we all live through that. But when it comes to our well-being and our, you know, our future and, you know, our children's children, you know, because these votes going to affect the next generations to come, you know, and we're not taking necessary steps to put things decent and in order. So a lot of people didn't get out and exercise right to vote yesterday. You know, don't know too much to say about that because yesterday is gone now. A couple of places got some re-elections coming. I mean, not re-elections, but runoffs coming up at the end of the month. But a lot of the main elections, the main votes are done. And you missed out on it. You didn't vote. You didn't vote. A lot of people not even registered voters. So, you know, I don't understand that. So we got to do better about that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So me and my husband, we went out of town, last week, and being out of town last week, when we got to the airport, we found out that we didn't have the proper license to even get on the flight, but they let us on anyway. And so the type license that you have to have now to even get on the flight, why? Because of the president, because of President Trump is stopping people with regular license not to get on the flight. And you have to, it's a star, it's something like a star or something that you can pull it up on Google it. But it's a special, it's a license, the new license that everybody got to have now to even fly. If you don't have that license, you cannot fly. And so all of these things matter. It matters. If we don't vote, we can't complain. We can't complain. And so if we vote, get out there and vote, your vote counts. Every vote counts. I have heard people, people say, well, my vote don't count. My vote wouldn't count. Earlier in my life, I didn't realize how important it was to vote. But now I do. I take that to heart now to get out there and vote because I realize how important it is. and it is important. So never think that your vote don't count, because just like the flight that I'm talking about, you know, the license that I'm talking about, is more things going to come behind that. You're not going to be able to do this or do that, you know, because of the certain president that's in the seat. And so he's stopping. There's a lot of things that he's trying to stop. And if we don't stand up as a people together, and let's stand up like the Republicans stuck together. If they can stick together for a lie, we can stick together for the truth.
No, that's good right there. I like that. If they can stick together for a lie, we can stick together for the truth. So, in you saying that, what is it that's keeping us from coming together anyway? What do you feel that it is that's keeping us from coming together in the truth? What are we doing? What's keeping that from happening?
Lack of love for one another. A lack of knowledge for your history, you know, your past history. Not knowing, like a lot of people get out there and march and really don't know what they're marching for, and don't even realize all what they and what our ancestors has been through for us to get to the point where we are now, to where we don't even speak together as a black people. We fight one another and we hold one another down just so we can get up. And so a lack of love for one another.
Wow. And that's the main problem right there, the lack of love. We don't have love for one another, and there's no way. Listen, there's no way that we can call ourselves children of God and not have love. You know, God says that we can't possibly love Him and we don't love the brothers and sisters that we see every day, and we don't even see Him. And I'm just paraphrasing that, you know, because, you know, you see God, but you see your brothers and sisters every day. You see them every day, but you don't show them no love. And that's something because, that, you know, Jesus told us that that's one of the greatest commandments of them all, that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And we don't do that. We don't even know our neighbors. You know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking in general. You know, we don't show support. We don't show support, and without showing support and love for one and for each other, there's no way that knowledge and understanding can dwell and dwindle through the community like it did when we were growing up, when we were younger. And you hear a lot of young people that in that age range that you just gave out, 20 to the mid-40s, especially from 20s and the 30s, they think that we too old. You know, we don't know nothing. And that's amazing how that generation of young people can talk like that, and they're younger than us, but we don't know nothing. You know, it's amazing how society has turned people's mindset around, which is bad. What was bad is now good, and what was good is now bad. Everything is so turned around now. And from the music to the TV to things that we're doing and saying and the way that we're living, and which takes your mindset off of where really maintains and matters in voting, by me pulling your mindset away from and putting you stuck on Jordans and TV and music and things of materialistic nature. That means that you're not going to pay attention to me over here passing laws and rules and everything over here that's going to affect your well-being and your living. So see, when you don't exercise your right to vote, that gives me the right as a politician to do what I want to do with your life. See, you have to understand what's going on out here. See, I can. It's like a, it's like, listen, let's call it for what it is. It's like a, it's like you being told that you're a dog and being swung a doggy bone in your face to draw your attention while the thief is behind you stealing everything in there that you were supposed to have been guarding. So the thing that you're supposed to be guarding is your life. So they're stealing your life from you by swinging the doggy bone in front of your face, by taking, distracting you from everything that you need to be paying attention to. So you're not paying attention to people that's coming in and taking everything from you. And that's for one, the voice. Once they take your voice from you, you don't have no rights no more. And the thing about it is we as black people, they're actually trying to just put us back in slavery in a different way. They're taking the rights. They already told you in the Constitution you was only three-fourths of a human being. They try to tweak it to make it look right for you because you got some rights as a black person. So you know, I can show you a book of rules and laws that they still got in effect that they never did abolish. These laws still are real. So these are things that they did before women had a right to vote. Now that women and men have a right to vote, you don't exercise it? You don't exercise it? You would rather be in the community arguing and fighting and killing each other over nothing, something that nothing for real, because you don't own the land. Gangbangers standing over there fighting over blocks that don't own. They doing things. Listen, you know, things are just going on. Gentrification is going on. All these things are going on because of laws, things that they're passing. Bills they're passing. You know, legislature, the Senate, Congress. You worrying about the president. What about the president ain't the main deal. These bills, these people you supposed to voted for yesterday, you know what I'm saying? That's when you were supposed to been voting for real too. You don't pay attention to these things. You waiting on somebody to teach you instead of you getting on this computer to educate yourself. You want to play games and be on Facebook and be on YouTube and do things and making music, people that's putting out music that's degrading your children and your women rich. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with money. But let me say something. Pastor Zena, listen to this right here. God showed me something last night. God says that, remember what I said? For the love of money is the root of all evil. See, they forget to put the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. The United States of America, LLC, is all about the love of money, right? So that means that the citizens that they're trying to make, that live in it, they're trying to make them become in love with money. So if they're trying to feed you money and everything is that deal with materialistic living, that means that's the love of money. That means that they're trying to put that carrot in front of you like you a donkey. In other words, a jackass with a donkey swinging in front of you. They're trying to get your attention like that so you can fall in love with money too. So what that means is if the root of all evil is the love of money, listen to what the scripture says. The root of all evil. All means all of it. That means all evil and all hell is released upon the earth. Especially the United States of America. Because it's in love with money. So all evil is unleashed. See, and if all evil is unleashed upon you and you don't know how to fight against it, it's going to overtake you. So if they can distract you with things of evil descent, with an illusion that make it look good, that's what the devil do. He's the father of illusions. He's the father of deceit. He's deceiving the people, pulling them away. Listen, it wasn't hardly nobody at the polls yesterday. I went to the polls and I saw more older people than young people.
That's
the
what
older people gonna get out and vote. They gonna go vote. They gonna go
and
vote.
The thing is, it's the fear of mothers and fathers not voting now, and their children, if the mothers and fathers are not voting now, what does that say about our children's future, about them when they be of the age, when they grow of the age to vote? What are they going to do? Because their parents didn't do it.
So
they'll have a lack of interest in voting.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah. And so this is you those who have missed the chance to vote yesterday by choice, and some of them missed the chance of voting not by choice or being at work or whatever, but everybody had a choice. To get out their job. They gave everybody a choice to get out their job to go vote. Those who
That's
had
right.
to work, you know, between those hours. You had the right to get out and go and vote.
That's right. Amen to that.
But this is something that we need to take serious. You didn't have that chance yesterday, but you got a chance in November to go and vote. This is no game. This is no time to lack in the interest of your yourself and your family, your future. This is something very important that each individual household should take upon themselves that look, it was a time that we could not vote. It was a time that we didn't have this privilege. And now that we got it, what are we doing with it? What are we doing with it? How are we treating our rights? That's what we have to look at. How am I treating my rights? And so if this be taken away from you, it's nothing that you can ever complain about.
Wow.
It's better to do it now than say, I wish I had her. Because, see, it was a pharaoh back then, and it's a pharaoh for today. It's a pharaoh for today. It's still pharaoh kings out here. President.
So enough. Wow. We have to, but that's something that we're going to have to just continuously push here every week to encourage people to get out and register to vote. Go take someone to register to vote and be prepared to vote. And not only that, I think that people need to get themselves educated. Something that the Apostle Gantman was talking about on the air last week was talking about their own party, having their own, black people having their own party. I think that sounds great. You know, we have to learn to come together as a people, though. You know, we have to learn to come together as a people. We have to learn to be on one accord, and all that. Because one thing about it, about the Republicans making the statement, you know what? Listen, no matter what, we gonna support whoever wins, whether I lose or win, we gonna support whoever wins. We ain't gonna vote none of them Democrats in there. You know, they gonna do that regardless. They gonna support each other whether they like each other or not.
Whether they like each other or not, they
Yeah, they gonna do that. They going to do that. And the thing about that is that we have to learn to have that type of mentality, and we tear each other down, and we put a wedge between each other instead of coming together and choosing the best person, you know, and then supporting that person, and sticking with them, and going from there, you know. I don't know. How do you propose that we, you know, if we had to go ahead and educate people on that today, how would we go about doing that? Because we pull at each other too much. Do you think that we are able to do that? Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, if people interested, a lot of people out here interested in, would be interested in knowing what they're voting for, or, you know, being educated on it. Because a lot of them really don't know the importance of it. They really don't know the inside stories of it. They need to know. And once they know and be educated on their voting rights, then, yes, I'm quite sure we can win some more, you know, people to be added to the voting list. Other than that, they're going to do just what they're doing, not showing up at the polls. You see, like I said, you have a lot of people out there marching for Martin Luther King, but do they know what they're marching for?
That's right.
Do they actually know what they're marching for? Because the many people that's out there marching on that day, they looking more so for a barbecue or something, party or whatever afterwards. And so they really need to know what they're marching for. This man, he put his life on the line for us, and that dream that he had. He did all of what he did for us to be able to go to the voting poll, to have that right. Our ancestors, they died, so we can stand on their shoulders and be able to vote. They did all of this for us.
That's right.
And for us to not take it to heart, to know that those people was whipped. The families were torn apart to never be able to see each other again. A lot of them that stood up and voiced their opinion, and they were killed just because they voiced their opinion. And they didn't do it for us not to be able to vote. They did all of this for us so they can pave a road for us to have it easier than what they had. And it's sad that when we decide that we're just going to sit at home or go shopping in the mall or whatever and not go to the voting poll. It's sad. But then we want to complain when our food stamps stop, and when everything started getting cut off, you know, we no longer getting this and no longer getting that, then we want to complain when we had the right to go out there and stand in line and vote. The line when we walked in the school yesterday to vote, we went straight in and sat down. After we walked to the table and get the little information, walked straight to, it wasn't a line. It was not a line.
Yeah, me either.
And so it is so important that whoever is out there listening, if you're not a voter, become a voter. Four more years of Trump, he might make it hard for people to even get the proper ID to vote.
You're absolutely right about that one.
And so get these things now. 2-3 years ago was the best time to get them. The license is changing. You're not going to be, and see, that's done because of the Latinos and the Mexicans, you know, that make it not easy for them to come into, you know, be able to travel the way they want to or whatever, you know. And so your license, you have to have the proper license to travel now. And so I think they said probably about next month. I think she said next month and the next couple of months, yeah, everybody got to have that star or something on their license. And I'm like, this is the first time I've heard of that. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew it was coming. Yeah, he's getting ready to change a whole lot of things. Oh, yeah.
So this is what you're voting for. When you go out there to vote, you are voting for your right. You're voting to be able to have a voice, to speak up. If you don't vote, you can't complain. If you don't vote, you don't have nothing to talk about. If you don't vote, you're hurting yourself and your family and others around you. You even hurt the ones that's voting. If you don't vote, you're hurting the ones that's voting. Don't stand against those who put their life on the line for us to be where we are today.
No, that's right. So I guess I just it's so much going on. It's just so much going on all around us with all of the voting and everything and everybody doing what they're doing, and by people not getting out exercising their right to vote yesterday, there are things that we will see come in November. Dr. Kemp has just joined us. God bless you. Good evening, Dr. Kemp. How are you this evening?
Good evening. How are you today?
God bless you,
good
sir.
Evening.
Doing great.
Good evening, everyone.
Pastor Zena and I, we were riding, just she and I were riding, so we're glad to have you in. We were talking about the voting on yesterday and the lack thereof, I should say, voting on yesterday. So your timing was perfect as just then. What you have to say about that, Dr. Kemp?
I would just like to say that we need to turn out in numbers to vote. That's the only way we're going to get 45 out of office. That we have to turn out like when President Obama was running. We have to turn out in numbers to get rid of 45. Also, too, we have to be very, very cautious and understand what can be accomplished and what cannot be accomplished by different candidates or proposing different things that really is going to be, it'll be so hard to ever get that accomplished. So I would just say, you know, our forefathers died for it, us for the right to vote. And that we should all utilize that right to vote. I mean, it counts for our census, and the census is going to come up about the voting, and our census will tell us how much money is appropriated for our different community. And it would tell about the demographics, who live in certain areas and what's the need of those certain communities. But we don't tie both of those together, voting and census, come in together. I would like to just say that in the next maybe less than 20 years, America is going to be a colored country. In other words, the people that's going to be the majority will be people of color. Asian, Hispanics, Blacks, and other races other than Caucasian. So if we want to get our share or whatever, we need to step up and get up and vote. And I oftentimes talk to different individuals I know that tell me their one vote won't count and they don't believe in voting because they're going to do what they want to do. But my thing is, if you're going to talk about it, well, don't complain. If you're not going to try to do anything to help in the fight, don't stand back and say you're not fighting hard enough. I would admonish everyone, get out and vote. Register as many as you can of vote. We have something right here in Baton Rouge right now. And in Baton Rouge, we have a black mayor, the police chief is black, and most of the powers that be are black, and people are trying to pull away from within the city and branch off and become their own city. Once they get over 100 and some thousand, they want to get be their own little city, a city within a city. And it's simply because they don't want to be under a person of color being over them. So it's a lot of things going on, and we need to stand up right now and be counted. Too many people died. People died, and I just saw the Pettus Bridge and how the marchers was beat, and so many things that happened that we could have certain rights. We haven't made it there yet, and sometimes I think our kids are asleep, and I think that the people are asleep because some have went to school that was so-called integrated, don't know about segregation. I caught the last part of it. And they don't know exactly where you came from. And we've made some progress, but it's a lot of progress that need to be made and may be made aware of what they call systemic racism. That's what we're going through now. It's built up in the fabric of America. So I think that we should all go and see can we change the different things that's caught up in systemic racism.
And you brought something up right then, Dr. Kemp, where our biggest problem is, because you said something about racism, and Pastor Zena was saying earlier that, you know, if you ain't gonna vote, ain't no need to complain. We don't want to hear it because you ain't doing nothing to help out anyway. So, but the racism is sewn up in the fabric and it's all up in there. So, what do we do about that? Because that is the problem in itself right there. I still believe that, and I'll say the younger generation now is like, they got that I don't give a hoot attitude. But do we believe that we just still say, you know, the heck with it, they going to do? We got that attitude, like, the heck with it, they going to do what they want to do anyway, Pastor Zena, and we just, is that why we just don't get out and exercise our rights? Because we figure they going to do what they going to do, and that's just the way it is, and we don't care. Is that what we still saying? Is that what they're saying? What's
yes, that's what they're saying. Like. But, yes, that's what they saying, but it will make a difference. If we get out and vote and exercise our rights, it will make a difference. One vote will count. One vote. And so to each person, each individual, yes, your vote matters. And they can do what they want to do. And they're going to do what they want to do. But when we do what we have to do, it can make a difference.
So, Dr. Kemp, you brought up about that racism. So, you know, we've had a couple conversations, and does the racism keep the voters from coming out because they figure that they feel the same way that, you know, these folk gonna do what they want to do? So, you know, and the racism, does the racism still have the rule of thumb like it always has?
I think it's from ignorance. You know, the Bible talks about my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge.
No, absolutely.
I think it's the ignorant part of it is ignorance. And I hate to say it this way, and sometimes I say it and I anger people when I say it. My people are too busy having barbecue throwing parties. Okay, we can party, but when it comes to the things that could help change our children and our grandchildren's lives, we don't participate.
Oh,
and those
man.
Are the things that there are different articles to the Constitution that need to be changed. But until we get in the right power, we can't change those things. There are things that are built in within the Constitution where we will channel or we will like cattle, and that a lot of things really in the Constitution didn't stand for us because we were slaves and you were considered like an animal.
Right.
And then the way the school system is built up, they don't know about the voting and how if we don't get out and vote, okay, we don't get to be able to have certain things in our neighborhoods, our school don't get the benefits. We run and we help elect different Caucasians in the office, but we don't make them stand for what they have us to come out number and vote, but we have to make them hold them accountable for the votes that we bring them. And also, you know, I've seen so much, whereas it doesn't matter. That's something they sleep on the day that the election day. We sleep during that time. We're not there during the time of election. Then if you're going to sleep, then you can't get out and vote. And so they put the people in who they want. And you see what happened with 45. 45 don't have love for not one of us at all. No compassion for us, our parents. He called our countries that people, the whole lot of us come from, that's whole countries. And it's being just so blatant today. And it's just not in the South. It's all over America. So I hear a lot of people talk about the South. Well, you could go to New York, you could go to Chicago, you could go to Detroit, Philly, anywhere you go, California, and you go to Simi Valley, Orange County, and see how racist the people are. It's all over. And it's been passed down from generation to generation. And one of the major things to get rid of it is knowledge. Do you know that it's a hidden factor that, and this is something that we never take into consideration, that our children are being brainwashed, and this is Reverend Kemp. Our children are brainwashed from first through 12th grade that they're nothing. Mm-hmm. They didn't discover anything. They didn't invent anything, in which we invented many things, that if all the inventions from different other countries were spoken about, and whites would have to live off the inventions that they made, they couldn't survive. But it's not taught. What we're taught in school is that we were nothing but slaves. And our history starts off long before America. So I'm saying that when you tell a person that they're nothing, they begin to believe that they're nothing. They believe all the things we think our beginning starts is slavery. We've been taught in school that Columbus discovered America, the Indian were savages, and those that they brought over as slaves were savages. But in realization, that's your history book. That's your total history book. Columbus didn't discover America. The people over here, indigenous people, were not savages. Only savages came and colonized the country and killed the people and took their land, raped them, gave them diseases, and took the country from them. That's the savage. But it's put in there, it's history is nothing but lies. It's blended, a woven lie. But they won't teach real history. They teach our children that they come from a bunch of black naked savages with weapons in their back. And we didn't know how to act, and they don't show the large cities in Africa. They don't show that more Egypt, and more than just Egypt, had pyramids. When whites was almost still in caves, they had cities in Egypt, Timbuktu, first university, and all these things, that the Moors was the one that brought a monarchy over in Spain and Portugal. Over 800-900 years ago, there were kings over and on the European continent that were Moors people. All of this is part of history. And when you grew up thinking you never was nothing, and that's the way you've been portrayed as nothing all the way through school. Black history is not mandatory, but American history is mandatory, and American history is a bunch of lies. Think about it. Just realize it. How
That's
can
right.
you come to a place and take it and kill up almost 100 million people and take the land from them and you good people? If I go to anyone's house and kill those people up, I'm not a good person.
That's right.
But that's what happened in America. That's what happened to America. That's how it ended up being. Diamond mines in Africa, same thing. Go down there, kill the people, bring your guns, bring your missionaries, kill the people and take their land. Take the diamonds and plutonium. Some of the richest places in the world is over there. But not that the people don't want to do it, but the people are not as violent. Amen. Wasn't as violent as the people that came to the shore. And they, matter of fact, they talk about Thanksgiving Day and how the Indians taught them what to plant and everything. Well, the same people that taught how to plant killed them and took their land. And that's true history. You have a university, you might look it up, it's a very prestigious university, Amherst University. General William Amherst, named after him, that's the one gave the Indian the smallpox blankets. So now you tell me, so that's the kind of thing that we go through. And those are the people that we esteem highly. But if one of us would do that, Mugabe and the rest of them, Idi Amin, everybody else are heathen. But the same thing was done here and other places, and they're not. So it's so much that we need to go and vote for. It's so much to fight for. Martin Luther King and others said that a man ought to have something in his life he's willing to die for. And he did die for us. And if that man laid his life down for us, we should be able to stand up for our children and grandchildren. And he said that he also made a statement that if we remain silent, that we say we condone it, that it's okay. We're not telling people what you're doing me is wrong. That means I agree with it's okay. Whenever we sit back and don't vote and try to say, I think that what you're doing is wrong, then we're saying I agree with the people, what they're doing to me.
Wow. Now that's good right there. That's good.
Well, may I add one more thing? I was in meeting here, and a guy told me, said, well, we're always being told it takes time. Well, 155 years is a long time for a person just to decide to treat you like you're human and give you equal rights and not try to put up Jim Crow, systemic racism, all these blockers, you know, when the reform, when the Reformation, when it was right after slavery, they pulled out the Union troops, and then the Klans came about, and they started hanging and burning and killing blacks because they were free. If you ever get a chance, I want you to look up. It's a place called, you know, you don't hear of things, this not being taught. The Devil's Punch Bowl. You ever heard of the Devil's Punch Bowl?
I've heard
when
of it.
When you get a chance to look it up, it's in Natchez, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Where about 1,000 slaves, when they got free, they would call themselves moving to Natchez, you know, off the plantation. And the people after the Union soldiers did put them down here in Mississippi, you got a whole lot of live Baptist, like it's very healing. And down in this ravine, they put the people, put the slaves down, the ex-slaves down in there. They starved them to death. They worked the men and they starved the women and children to death right at the bottom. And they gave it the name the Devil's Punch Bowl.
Hmm.
See, this kind of stuff is never told.
Hmm.
Light needs to be shedded on darkness.
That's right.
And these are the same people that run in our countries, that being lawyers, judges, policemen, police chief. These are the people that run in our cities. That's their mentality. And if you don't get out the vote, well, they're going to continue to be the ones to run our cities. And our children stand before them in courtrooms.
Mm, mm, mm. That's serious. Whew, I tell you. Hey, we're listening to Breaking Chains, Mighty Men of Valor, P31 Ladies. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're not going to hang out all night tonight. Somebody, we're going to get some final comments from everybody. And if you're out and about, on the highway and the weather, please be careful. Make sure you check on your families. The weather is bad in certain areas. Rain is pretty bad. Roads are slippery, so take it easy out there, all right? Stay covered under the blood of Jesus out there. Hang on. We'll be right back. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio.
Been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. 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 I've been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. 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 Hey. I've been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Down, no,
no,
not even no devil slowing me down. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles slowing me now, no. Ain't no shackles slowing me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my defense is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When that come to priorities, he on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an eyeglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him, I love him so. So I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Oh,
no.
And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free. Put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent the stain like a crib throwing C's up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. Bring back to my memory what he done told me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now. Yeah, go. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's holding me down.
No.
Cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh.
He done made me a valley walker.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles holding me down.
No, 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 no.
Ain't no shackles holding me down.
No, no.
Change by the move out in P31 ladies. That's my man Drew Tony and the Williams Music Group. Oh man, no shackles holding us down. We've been breaking them chains. What's going on, Pastor Rod, Dr. Kemp, Pastor Zena? We're just hanging out tonight. Listen, here's a question for you. Let's see. How do I put this? Separation of church and state is one thing, but do we educate the congregants on understanding what it is that we need for them to understand about why to vote, Pastor Zena? Do we bring that into God's house? Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, got something to say about that. Me personally, I think that we need to educate the people. Do you feel we need to do that in God's house, though? Is that proper place, too?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just talking. I had my phone on mute.
It was on mute.
yeah, it was on mute. Yes, even if it's only Bible study, you know, yes, the people need, the congregants, they need to know about why they are voting and what they need to vote for, you know. I think it needs to be taught.
Okay. I do too. I really do. Dr. Kemp, you agree with that? How do you feel about that?
I feel that in the past, that's been the greatest avenue that the African Americans have ever had was the church. We are suffering people. Race of people, we're suffering. We've always been behind the eight ball. We've never been on top. when Satan have perpetrated hatred toward us for no reason at all. We was the slaves, but the a race of people still hate us, and we was the one that was did wrong to. But God said he's no respecter of a person. And he said there's neither Jew nor Greek nor bond, slave or free. Man, all of us are the same in God's eyesight. It's not what not are different in races. We make races different. There's only one kind, that's mankind, that's anthro, mankind, or the term Adam even means mankind. So with that, yes, because we've been mistreated, and we need to be told how to get to be treated fairly. When you have a race of people that will never come out and tell you to your face that they want their privileges to always be, and that you are sub, you're under them, you're sub under them, you're sub a subhuman person, you're a second-rate citizen. Yes, we have to let our congregation know we're not second-rate, and we need to stand up for ourselves and do render what Caesar sender. Caesar, that's voting. That's the law of the land, say vote. The law says that every man is supposed to be created equal with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, if you're not getting it, that's why the people come and gather out on Sundays, and we need to be able to say that in church. The Apostle Paul always preached in the churches about the people coming together. Oftentimes, when we preach, we don't really teach Bible. We don't preach Bible. When the Apostle Paul was going to different places and preaching in the Christians in Rome, they would meet in catacombs, underground, almost like graveyards, underground, because they were being persecuted. But they would go underground, and they talked about how they were being treated, but at the same time, they were spreading the gospel. And letting us know that God gonna give us the strength to get treated right, but we have to get out and do something. A lot of things in the Bible are verb, they're action word, meaning you have to do something. You know, salvation is an action word, but after you believe in him and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that the Lord raised Jesus from the dead, that takes action to believe, but then you have to change the way you live.
Amen.
And that's action, so it turns to a verb. But we have to use the church, as Martin Luther King and others. This has been the strong back of the African-American community since the inception, that we had a church that could tell us what was going on and how we need to pull together. But to pull together in a Christian manner, not going out and burning things and doing things, but coming together and learning the law, using the law to your own benefits, you know, and that's by vote, and that's by learning how to utilize and maneuver with the Constitution. You know, they have what they call like the gay rights group, and some people blame President Obama for it, and he had nothing to do with it. But in the Constitution, it never was, it didn't particularly say that how a marriage was supposed to be by two loving couples. But now it didn't say it because the founding fathers of America never thought they were going to get to homosexuality. So they didn't put that in. So that was a gray area. So regardless of who was president, once it got to the Supreme Court and you interpreted the law the way it is written, it was written up in the Constitution, well, it would have came to fruition anyway. But now I do say politicians do have the right to amend different things and say it do have to be between a man and a lady. And I believe in the Bible. I believe God created a man and he created a female. He didn't create nothing in between. So it's the wire chromosome. That's what you have. But I think that the church is the right place to do it, but in a Christian manner. And the person who's giving it should have knowledge of the subject matter. So many times we listen to people that don't have knowledge of the subject matter and can't relate it to the Bible. Hmm. During Jesus' time, they were under Roman bondage and Roman rule. And different other cities in which Paul went to, whether it was Corinth, whether it was Colossae, or what we call the Colossian Colossae, whether it was Philippians or Philippi, Thessalonica, which is Thessalonians, whatever way he went and he wrote, they had different things that he had to fight up against. And then most of the time there were cities outside of the area of the Holy Land. And so he had to get there. And when the people gathered, he had to talk to them to be strong and tell them how to overcome the adversities that they had. And God didn't make us dummies. He gave us intellectual ability that we could rise above it. And some of us have this innate ability that's born within us to rise up, that we're an innate means that is born in you. Some people are better than others in overcoming because they have that innate ability, something inside that presses them from birth. They were born with it. They're constantly pressing forward. And so, yes, I think the church should play a role because it always has.
Amen. 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 And I like that because both of you have the same answer, because I think now at a time where we are today that the church, it's time for the church. And I'm not saying that the church hasn't, but the church, because we are the church, we have to take back the lead role. The church is the most powerful entity on earth. And we have to take back the leading role and getting things back decent and in order. We represent the kingdom of God, and it's time to put things back in place. There are a lot of lost souls out here, and they need to see the light. And Dr. Kemp, you said it about the light. You know, in that darkness, the light does outshine the darkness. It puts the darkness to it's gone. You know, when you turn on the light, the darkness is gone. And we have to, we're in that point right now today. And, you know, that showed it, that was like the icing on the cake yesterday, when not getting out to vote, our brothers and sisters not getting out to vote, just saying the heck with it or whatever, because you said you turned your back on your children's future. And you know, in a lot of areas, so you need to wake up and get yourselves together. But we as a church, we have to make sure that we stay on point and do what we need to do our part. And I thank you all for coming in here tonight and talking about this and putting this on the table, because we have to continue to move forward and put these things on the table and talk about it, no matter what. Next Tuesday, coming up on Tuesday, not next Tuesday, but coming up on Tuesday, the 10th, I want to put that out there. And Dr. Kemp is on the phone. We'll be starting a new show with Dr. Kemp starting at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. History with Dr. Kemp will be on the air and be on every Tuesday. So get ready for that, because he'll be coming on talking about history. Our history, who we are as a people, and it's going to get real, real serious, real deep, and want you to get involved in it and be sponsored by the United Theological Seminary and Bible College. That will be every Tuesday, so get ready for that. That's going to be powerful. I'm really excited about that, so get ready for that, brothers and sisters. But I want everybody, you know, give me a final comment on this and what we get ready to do and what we need to do for our people to get them prepared for November now, because yesterday is gone. So, Pastor Zena, what is it that you could tell the people to get them prepared for November? For those that are not registered to vote, get up and go register. For those that are registered voters, what can you what kind of advice can you give our people to get them prepared for what's yet to come?
That's it, is to go apply for your license. If you don't have a license, go get your license. Get registered downtown or wherever they register at. Register so you can be able to vote come November. Invite your friends, those who you know that's not voting, along with yourself, and go down and vote. Use your right to vote. Don't sit at home. I advise you, don't stay at home and complain when something is not going your way. Go out there and vote because it makes a difference. This gives you a voice. You don't have a voice when you don't vote. And so go get registered. Get everything that you need to get prepared for this day. And be down there at the voting polls. You need to find out where your voting poll would be in your community. And so you get all these things together, and that way when you have everything in order, you can stand in line that day and you can vote for your rights. And you can vote and give yourself a voice. Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Zena. All right, Dr. Kemp, what kind of suggestions, advice would you leave with the people? Because for those that missed on yesterday, we missed out on that. But never too late, though. We got November coming up. We got to get the people prepared. What can you give them for that? And when you give that comment on that, tell them about Tuesday that's coming up as well, sir.
First, I want to just echo the same sentiments that Pastor Zena was talking about. It's very important that we get out and register to vote. Those who are not registered voters, find out the nearest area where you can register and vote. Go and do it, because so many of our parents or grandparents and others died for this very right that what we enjoy today. I know you guys in Alabama, and you know what happened, and you know about the marches that Martin Luther King had. You know what's going on. And we need to take a stand and say, we're going to get out and vote numbers. That's the only way we're going to be counted for in America. These people that's running for election need your vote. We need to flip the Senate and others. We Democrats have the House, but we need to flip the Senate. But we need to hold a Democrat responsible and hold them responsible for working for things that we need as African Americans. We need to hold them accountable. If you get my vote, you need to pass some legislature, because you know things are not right yet. We still have a ways to go. Now it's like this in Louisiana too, that when you register, get your driver's license, you can register to vote. And there's so many other ways you can do it too. But just remember, study your history. There was a reason why that you were not able to vote, because they didn't want you to be able to free yourself. So I would just ask, please get out. Please. It benefits you. It benefits your children, your grandchildren. The future of African American sits on our shoulders. What we do today is going to reflect the future generations to come. I would say this here. I got the last of the bit. I was almost too small to really recognize that we couldn't sit on the front of a bus. I was too young, but I remember before Martin Luther King did the bus boycott, it was did here in Baton Rouge, by Reverend T.J. Jemison. If you ever look at the history of what did here first in 1953. But he gave in. And not just gave in, he kind of compromised. that not that you were going to sit all the way up front, but you didn't have to go to the back. About middle way is so many seats up front with alligator for whites, but you could go about four seats to the back and you could sit there. So I call it a compromise. But we haven't came this far by just sitting idly on the side. There have been people fighting for us, and I ask every black, every white person that's not a voter, and black, especially blacks, because you're out of my community, get out and vote. Get out and vote. Make a difference. Also, coming up starting Tuesday, I'll be dealing with history. And it's not just African American. It's going to be African American history, but we believe our history started in America, and that's where it came. And it started before we were slaves. It started before Egypt. It started for further back than 4,000-5,000 years ago. It started back. They go. You could go back as far as 320,000 years ago with Lucy. Then you could Professor Leakey with Zinzanthropus and Archaeopolosis and said that everybody came from a black lady named Lucy. So we're going to start off with that, and we're going to talk about where the first colleges was located, the first skyscrapers was located. When some people were in cave, they had skyscrapers in Africa. They had Africa was doing shipping channels. And we're going to talk about the alphabets and the measurements and weight. They came from the Phoenicians, and the Phoenicians were people of color. They didn't come from whites. They're the one that came on. That's why when we do our alphabets, we say phonics. You learn to pronounce your alphabets as phonics. So it comes from the word Phoenician, phonics. So it's a lot of things that we need to understand about ourselves. We are great people. We are raw people. But instead of we start thinking of ourselves that way, that we are somebody, and that we're children of God, and so many of us are Hebrew Israelites. In America to the day, the slave trade, transatlantic slave trade. And I'm going to get a name to look up, and I'm going to let you see Duke University and others tell you your DNA resonates, says things, and other white rabbis will tell you that you are the people who the Bible speaks about and let you know who you are. But until we pick up the books and start reading who we are, and until we have knowledge of self-knowledge, we can never move forward. God bless you.
That's good. Ooh, looking forward to that. That's going to be kicking off this Tuesday coming up, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. History with Dr. Lavert Kemp. Get ready for that. Brought to you by United Theological Seminary and Bible College in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Excited. Boy, history. Boy, look at here. Yes, indeed. So we enjoyed you tonight. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow night with the Mighty Men of Valor, Brothers Talking, Breaking Chains. So get ready for that. We're on every night, 858-357-9137, live streaming at www.blogtalkradio/YAT radio. Dr. Kemp, if you don't mind, can you pray us out, please, sir?
Heavenly Father, we come, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come in the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue that confess. Father, we pray there was something said, something done that gave us more knowledge of this world in which we live in and more knowledge of your holy word and your will for us. The Bible says, bear ye one another burdens, that every race, every creed should be helping one another out. You said, I remember just hearing old people here say, bear ye one another burdens even in the heat of the day. Even when things get tiresome and burdened down, we are to stick by one another. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Reverend Zenard. I thank you for Reverend Howard. I thank you, Lord, for all those who are listening. And, Lord, we pray that what was said about getting out and vote, Render Caesar what Caesar. We have to vote that Caesar may give us things that we need and treat us right.
Yes.
And, Lord, so we want to just pray, Lord, and understand that you are the church, not the edifice or the building, but you are the church. And, Lord, the church need to stand up and stand up big in numbers and say, Lord, we're going to do it the right way. And we're going to vote the person in that's going to love everybody, not just one race, not just one person because they have money, but love all, the rich and the poor meet together, and the Lord is to make up us all. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless this program, and we ask that you keep anointing the people on this program that they could speak your truth and speak your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Love you, Pastor Zena. Love you, Pastor Kim. Have yourself a blessed evening. We'll talk to you later. Good night. God bless you.
All right.
Good night, Pastor Zena.
Good night, y'all. Take care.
Yeah, this your world, God, and everything in it. I see you, homie. I guess they think because, hey, Bob, we serve you, right? You told me
we supposed to slack
like
up,
this,
man.
But now that I know what I'm fighting for, let's get
man,
it
we
in.
Go harder. We on now.
I ain't gonna waste your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle your
I'm on my grind.
I'm on my grind, cousin.
Granny told your boy that she was proud of me, that I was off the streets and the boy was through ducking. I told her, Granny, baby, don't you worry about nothing. If it ain't about the Lord, then your boy ain't budging. Man, I never did think
myself.
The word of God'll make your boy wanna
hoop stare.
Granny told me that the Lord'll meet me
hoop stare.
He's still working on me, Granny.
He ain't through care.
I told her, homie, we gon' take it to the block and post up in the hood like we still selling rocks. The only difference is we ain't worried about the cops. Fool on my own, we ain't worried about the shots. Flame told me gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. If it mean me die, Lord still send me. We bout to get it in if it mean no sleep. I'm on my mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. I soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gon' do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
I'm on the road, headed to another show. I asked the Lord if he's seeing me, I go. Mama happy, she ain't gotta worry no more. But the law pulled me over like I'm still selling dope. I told him I ain't trying to go and flip a pound. I'm trying to show him Christ before they put him in the ground. Before them boys catch him, hit him with another round. Since I met the Lord, just the way it's going down. If I'm in your city, take me to the block. Jesus real, homie, I tell it to the cops. Without a bullhorn, I yell it on the block. I wasn't ashamed when I was out there trying to sell a rock. Jacob told me, gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. We bout to go hard if it mean no sleep. And we can get it in, no rhymes, no beats. I'm on my mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. I soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gon' do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
Better leave the hood alone, man. Don't let them roll by. But I'm tired of seeing guys dying from the 4-5. No lie, I'm praying they get to know God. So I'm on the grind with the mind of the Most High. I'm in the hood showing love to a bunch of cats.
What?
Who be all up in the club blowing guns and sacks.
Right.
Screaming life is more than blood, girls and money stacks.
Christian Christ,
tell them by the blood and he's coming back. They by the street light, holding on the heat tight. Set tripping down to lose their life in the street fight. I'm knowing they should seek Christ.
Why?
Cause by far death and jail bars is all you gon' get out of the street life.
Yeah.
Gon' take it to the thugs, GD, Crip Clicks and them West Side Bloods. Even hard head team, you just see guys love. When them choppers go black, after that, it's a judge. Come on, my
mind. I ain't gonna waste your time. I soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours, and I'm gonna do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin. I'm on my, I'm on my, I'm on my, I'm on my
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.